You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time once again, and it's Killarney this evening on this Wednesday, August the 23rd. We've got listed action in the shape of the 4:45, the Vincent O'Brien Ruby Stakes, as the highlight on a seven-race programme. The ground at time of recording is soft, heavy in places, with a dry afternoon forecast. It's certainly not going to get any worse anyway, so that's good news for the punters and the horses alike here at this very picturesque venue. We start with a two-year-old contest over a mile, which is a Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden, a +10 contest over a mile. One or two horses have caught the eye on their debuts, and will make a certain amount of interest here this evening, not more so than Kew Gardens from the Aidan O'Brien stable, in a race which is working out particularly well. Aidan ran three horses in that race to finish behind the very impressive winner, Rizian. Of course, most notably Nelson, who was runner-up on that occasion, has gone on to win at Leopardstown the other day. So Kew Gardens, not given a hard time by Shami Heffernan to finish a never nearer seventh in midfield. Certainly ran in accordance to how a lot of Aidens tend to run nowadays, particularly his stoutlier bred types by Galileo. So Kew Gardens should, if he handles the ground, take all the beating in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the second race, which is a mile maiden for the three-year-olds, coming up at 3:40. A pretty weak affair by the looks of it. The fact that the second favourite is an unraced horse of Jim Bolger's, and the third favourite hasn't done much, suggests that this should be a straightforward practice for Algenude from the Dermot Wells stable. Of course, a yard now in much better form than they were perhaps a month ago prior to the Galway Festival. Things have turned the corner for the master of Rosewell in a spectacular fashion. And this horse chased home Zenobia last time we saw him at Leopardstown last time. And of course, Zenobia from the Farrell stable went on to win in spectacular fashion at the Curragh in a very competitive handicap on Sunday. Once again, it's a case of whether this horse handles the ground. So far, he's raced three times on good or good to firm. But he is quite a nice, moving son of Bated Breath. And Bated Breath himself went with a bit of cutting the ground as well. So hopefully, Algernon will do the same and provide Dermot Well with another winner there in the 3:40.
Race number three.
On to the 4:10. Once again, another competitive affair. And we've got a Dermot Well trained individual heading the market, been very well back this morning, Sorrel Dale Rose. But to be fair, she was a little bit disappointing last time out at Cork on soft ground. So you wouldn't be in a mad rush to take 2-1 about her this evening, particularly from a high draw. So with that in mind, I'm going to stick to the Inform Atlas from the Dennis Hogan stable, who was a bit unlucky on his two visits to Ballybrit on the beginning of August, when he was fourth first time out behind Sarah Felly, and then even more unlucky behind Bubbly Bellini. Went from a bad draw, he got into all sorts of traffic problems, turning for home to run on belatedly at the end to finish third. He certainly got his just rewards from those two promising and eye-catching performances at Leopardstown the other day. When he landed a bit of a punt for connections, he sauntered his way through that mile handicap at the Dublin venue. And in the end, he won by a wide margin, five-length tally from a very competitive field, which included plenty of input form performers. He's also, his time figure was exceptionally good. He ran sectionals and an overall time in keeping with the Desmond Stakes, which is a Group 3 contest, half an hour early. So this horse, rated currently 76, is clearly in a much better form than that perch suggests, and around about 7-2 this morning. I make Atlas probably one of the strongest bets on the card there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the 4:45 then, and it's the big race of the night, the listed contest over a mile. And Psychedelic Funk is obviously going to be under the microscope here for many. He's a very top-class horse, or was a very top-class horse anyway, at least last season as a two-year-old. And although he hasn't really hit those heights so far, the signs are that he's definitely going to be start making up for lost time based on that performance last time out at Nace when he was hugely impressive visually and on the speed figures. He's won on softest ground before at Nace as well, so that shouldn't be a massive issue this evening, and he's very much the one to beat from a favourable inside draw. If you're looking for something at a much bigger price to give you a good, decent run for your money, look no further than the top one here, Canary Row, who, although he's got to give a little bit of weight away to the younger horses, his ability to handle soft or heavy ground is certainly going to stand him in good stead here. In fact, all his four victories have come on very bad ground. Indeed, he ran up to another very high standard the other day in a competitive handicap at the Curragh when he was third behind Zenobia. And given that he was running on quite strongly in the latter stages and also did the same again the time before at Galway, a step back up to a mile shouldn't necessarily inconvenience his seven-year-old. So Canary Row, he's available to back at 16-1 this morning, and he makes some each-way appeal there in that listed contest.
Race 5.
On to the 5:15 then. Again, another tricky race to solve. One would imagine that All the Mollies will be quite a popular choice here for the Die Love stable, having finished second last time out at the Galway Festival behind Princess Lila. He'd go back to its run the time before at Ballinrobe. To see this horse also handles soft ground particularly well. And to all intents and purposes, this is the one to beat. But I quite like Path of Silver, who proved its worth with a victory here on softish ground at the beginning of May with an excellent effort visually on the figures. Back that win up with a win at Tipperary next time out. And to be fair, this horse hasn't had the thick end of the wedge or the rub of the green on its last two runs, particularly that run behind Delair. Leopardstown was a run that could have been bettered with a clearer passage through when favourite. This horse will definitely handle the soft ground, and hopefully by the time they run the fifth race, the jockeys will be coming away from the inside fence and down the outside into the home straight. So stall 15 won't necessarily be the inconvenience that it looks at first glance.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a mile and 3 furlongs handicap. And the one I like here is Jeremy's Joy from the Keith Clark stable. This horse doesn't race all that often nowadays. And that victory last time out at Roscommon, first time off the shelf, certainly signified that this horse is a real lover of bottomless conditions. Indeed, four wins so far in her career have all come on soft or heavy ground. So conditions here tonight at Killarney will be absolutely ideal for this mare. And the form of that race and the time figure suggests that she beat a decent field as well, because there's been several horses out of that race have gone on to prove the value of the form. Dalton Highway looks to be the obvious danger, albeit this horse didn't really cut much ice at the Galway Festival last time out. But he was a very eye-catching third the time before at Nace over an adequate trip. So with the wild horses in much better form, I'd expect a good run from Dalton Highway. But it's all about Jeremy's Joy. She looked in really good order with herself the other day at Roscommon, and hopefully she can repeat the dose.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and Aidan O'Brien holds all the aces here, sending Abyssian to post here as a very strongly fancied favourite, and he should back up his victory last time out at Leopardstown without too much bother. I really like the way he went through that race in the hands of Donico O'Brien in the first time blinkers, and he always looked in control of that race. Prior to that, he'd handled the softest ground here and this track when finishing second to behind She So Flawlessly. And I wouldn't imagine that the drop back in triple suit being an inconvenience to this horse, because he has got a decent cruising speed and a touch of quality as well about him. So Abyssian, a very strong choice there in the final race for Aidan O'Brien. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at the second day of this Killarney two-day fixture, which begins at 4:30, and we've got a mixed card to look at as well there. So hopefully you can tune in for that. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.